which is fine by me, but I just wanted you.
I don't want you guys to see me.
Exactly. Well, I mean, I think for all of us, I can't start my video.
Oh, yeah, that's, I remember that. That was like a weird setting that that keeps living in this particular Zoom, rescheduled Zoom meeting for some or multi-scheduled Zoom meeting.
I mean, we don't really want to see everybody anyway, though.
Right. I'm sure.
Right.
But I always have to relearn where that is because this is the only meeting that has this issue.
I don't know where it is in I don't know where – I don't use the Zoom webinars. I only use the Zoom
meeting. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Mark. Hey, Andy.
Hey.
How's everybody doing?
Doing well, thanks. You?
Good.
I'll be right back. I'm still here, but I will be back in one sec.
All right.
Okay.
Why can I only see Ben and a picture of Nate?
Because Ben doesn't...
We didn't. No, I think I fixed it. I think I fixed it. I think. Someone else want to try to enable their video? There we go.
Hey, guys.
Yep. Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Problem solved.
How is everybody doing?
Great. How you doing, Zai?
Good.
Good. You know.
Great.
Could be worse, I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could just be starting 2020.
Yeah.
That's right.
Could have had,
at least we're halfway at least we're halfway through it, no doubt.
Yeah. We could have had a pandemic or flooding or riots.
Hurricanes. You know,
hurricanes.
Don't be ridiculous, Zai. This is the United States.
Yeah.
Oh shoot.
Oh man, yeah.
Anybody see me?
Who's that? Who are we trying to see?
Bolin.
We can't see you, Bolin.
That's good.
We don't really want to, though. So
I know. Does anybody really want
to? You knew somebody was going to say it.
Now, I've got a couple people are showing up as attendees. I just want to double check that, like, there's a Moto G7 play. And Beverly Bain is on as attendees. I want to make sure that none of those are individuals who are members of the CAC to move over. So if you are. Well, Nate, I think we have a.
We have a quorum.
We do have a quorum.
Well, Ben, will we need to shift over an executive session?
If we have executive session business, yeah, I'll send a link for a separate meeting to the group.
Okay.
We'll have to enter into. That's our executive session. So do we need one, do you think?
Yeah, we do. Because, you know, we have that one issue, lease issue that we need to talk about in executive session.
So I will go ahead and prepare a executive session link and send it to the CAC.
Okay. All right. Well, we've got a quorum, so let's get going. Let's start. Hopefully you all got the agenda. Let's do roll call, and I'll just go down the participant list that I see. So when I say your name, please pipe up. Nate Green, I'm here. Ben Kessler?
Here.
Bill Harvey?
Here.
Dave Bolin?
Here.
Zahi?
Yeah, I'm here.
Andy Madison?
Here.
Heidi McCabe?
Here.
Mark Fischel?
Here.
Sarah Gold?
Here.
And Mark Lamke. Or, I'm sorry, Monique Lamke?
Here.
All right. Great. All right. Well, good stuff. Okay. The first thing we want to talk about is something we talked about in our executive committee meeting. You know, we at our last meeting we talked about talking through some of these issues with rent and other things through the executive committee and then bringing back a recommendation. So the first thing we talked about, or what we talked about in executive committee was June rent. So if you all remember at our April board meeting, we decided based on the COVID, what was going on with coronavirus and what was going on with businesses having to shut down because of it, we abated June, April, and May rents for all of our tenants at Bexley Square. So we talked about that, and we really, I think a couple things. One, we wanted to just get a feel from the board of what we wanted to do with June rent, because we have had some, at least one tenant that has asked about that. So we wanted to have a discussion of it tonight. What we discussed at the executive committee was really two things. You know, when we had originally abated rent for these tenants, we said that we'd get back to them in at the end of May and really tell them what our plan was. And so, you know, we're there. So there's two things we need to discuss. First is what to do with that April and May rent. What our executive committee came up with, the idea that we would like to present to the board, is really spread the cost of those rent payments over the rest of their lease payments, rent payments for the rest of their lease. So that's item number one we wanted to talk about. And then number two, for June rent, you know, with a lot of these businesses being able to go back and be able to conduct regular business, we thought as a group that the best thing to do for June would be to abate half of their rent for those businesses that asked for rent relief in June. Now, as I said, we have not had all of our tenants ask for rent relief. We've just had, at this point, I think we've only had one, but when they do ask, we want to at least be able to have a response. And so the recommendation of our exec committee was to their rent would be half of what it is normally. They're still paying CAM charges. That was something that we decided as a board. So they'll continue to pay their full CAM charges, but for June, they'd pay half. And then for the other 2 months, they would have paid no rent. And then we'll spread it out of the rest of the lease. So that's the proposal that came from the executive committee. So I want to throw it out to the rest of the group just to get your thoughts and see, you know, what we want to do moving forward.
So none of these businesses have any PPE coming in that it could be used towards rent?
Mark, we don't know that. We have to check with them, but no, we don't know that right now, Mark.
I think we know that Brassica received PPE, and they've actually they paid April and May with their PPE. So, that's one of the uses of the PPE. So we do know for Brassica, but they're current. They didn't pause any of their rent payments.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's the only thing that's the only comment I would have is that, you know, if somebody who's on the list of asking for relief is getting PPP relief as well, I might not be as gung-ho about saying okay. But again, that's the only comment I have.
So it is, and Todd gave us his super-duper steel amendment, COVID-19 amendment. And that is one of the provisions, that if they're receiving PPE, that they have to tell us and then provide that to us for the rent portion. So but that we haven't asked tenants to sign that amendment yet, except for urgent care. So I think we did talk about that Lydia would go back to them and, you know, make sure that they agree in writing to pay back the rent over the rest of the term, and it would have that provision in there.
Correct. Thanks, Heidi. I'd forgotten about Brassica, so thanks for that.
Are all the other thoughts from the board? Are all the businesses up and running again?
Yeah, I think so. Even Orange Theory, as of this week, has anyone seen how that's happening. I haven't looked closely.
Tim went. I didn't know.
How'd that go?
Tim went.
Oh, okay.
He said it was okay. He said, you know, they make you wait out. You know, you used to kind of congregate in there before they let you in, and you were waiting outside. The numbers were reduced. There wasn't the switching.
That actually sounds like a better orange theory. Do they make you wear a face mask?
No. I don't know if the instructors had, I would think the employees would have to have face masks on, but I didn't ask that question.
They probably just, yeah, they reduce the amount of people that go in, right? That's, I think that's what most gyms are doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And they probably, at Orange Theory, I would think that they have, you know, that they, you're only allowed to use every other treadmill or something like that.
That'd be the only... That'd be the business that I would be concerned about. The other ones, I mean, and people were foaming at the mouth to get their nails done, and that's at least my girls were. Not me, my girl.
I thought you were talking about yourself.
Yeah, right. So that's I would assume that they're going to have the ability to pay, or you know, be more comfortable paying the rent after the first half of this month.
Yep.
VIP honestly is struggling. They were struggling before from a rent payment point of view. So you may be hearing more from them anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think that's, you know, we will talk about in the executive session, we'll talk about some of those specific businesses. I don't think we had to talk about them in full board meeting.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, if that's if that's okay with everybody, that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna have Lydia reach out to all those businesses that you know didn't pay in April and May. Tell them that we're gonna spread it across the rest of the lease, and ask them if they did get PPE that we need to know about that, and that they should be making rent payments to us. So that's kind of what we're thinking.
Okay. Nate, do you need a motion for that, or you just?
That's a good question. We probably should get a motion to that effect.
So moved.
Okay. Thanks,
second.
Bill.
So can we do the motion language real quickly, just so I have it for the record?
So the motion is that for those businesses, tenants, those businesses that didn't pay rent in April and May, we will spread that over the rest of their lease.
Unless they got PPE.
Unless they got PPE, and we will expect rent payment.
And ask them to sign the PPEP clause.
Yep.
The COVID clause.
And ask that they sign the updated amendment.
Yeah. That Todd provided.
Yep.
So all of them should sign an updated amendment?
I think so, because I think it...
any that are asking for abatement.
Yep. Only if they're getting relief.
Yep. Because in that, Ben, you remember in that amendment, it talks about how they're going to pay it back over their lease.
I get a copy of that amendment.
Yeah, we can send that out.
Circulate that.
Yeah.
Okay. So if they did, the only thing I'm aware of is I know one of the tenants has said they received PPE, but I don't think it was adequate to pay all rent. I know they paid some rent with it, but I don't know if it should be quite as of a blanket motion as the, if they've received PPE, then there's no spreading out. I think it needs to be a little more fluid than that.
Yeah, I'd agree, Ben, that we ought to put that, if they're getting PPE, it'll cover whatever portion of the rent they can pay.
Can we authorize maybe the chair and the treasurer to negotiate any finer points?
That's a good point.
That's a good idea.
Yep.
Within these guidelines.
All This is a wonderfully written motion here. Hold on. Rather, treasurer's attendance will be asked to sign. And sorry, the chair and treasurer will be authorized to negotiate within these guidelines. Negotiate. What are we authorizing to negotiate?
Aren't we authorizing negotiation for an earlier payment if they have PPE money to pay?
I mean, and to extend the rent payments over the life of the lease.
And
that's what the first part already says.
Right.
We'll be authorized to negotiate. It's probably the amount of PPE payments.
It's PPP, not PPE, right? I get those.
Right, PPE is personal protective equipment.
Yeah,
right,
PPE, right. PPP is personal protect or paycheck protection program.
There we go.
Yep.
Is there going to be a separate motion for the June half month?
Oh, we should include that in the in this motion, Monique.
April, May, and part of June.
Additionally, okay, what are we saying about June?
For those put tenants, it up with April and May up above.
What's that?
Did you put it up there?
No, I think because what we're going to ask is if they can't pay rent in June, that they are will have the ability to pay half of their rent.
Oh, gotcha.
Similar payback.
Yeah, similar payback.
How's that?
Yep. Rent abatement for June. Okay.
We're assuming they're going to be back at full strength or close to full strength by mid-June?
I think, yeah. I mean, I think most of them already are, Bill, so I assume they will be. All right, so we had a motion. Bill, you made that motion. Who seconded it? Was it Dave Bolin?
I did.
Oh, Monique seconded it. Okay.
Okay.
All right, all those in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Motion carries.
Okay.
So the next item, I wanted to point out, we normally approve our minutes from the last meeting, but we don't have minutes to approve from our last meeting this evening, so we will approve those at our July meeting. Moving on to property updates, Bexley Square, you know, we just talked about the June payments. Heidi, did you want to, I know that we got the financials today. I don't know if you had a chance to look at them, and kind of see where we are.
Quickly went through them. I think our balance in the Bexley Square account, I'm sorry, I'm trying to pull up multiple screens and I'm not having a lot of luck. So it's around $250,000. I know there was a couple invoices we're still processing. The landscaping fee came in. I'm not sure how many particulars to give, but you know, generally most tenants are paying, and for the ones that had the rent relief, they were still paying their CAM and property taxes. There are one or two that we can talk about more detail in executive session. From the Cassidy property update, the tenant's been making rent payments. We now have the line of credit being paid directly from that account, so that's good. I'm having a call next week with Rich Russo and Jason, I'm blanking on his last name, to just kind of, yes, to touch base and things are going, but.
Hey, Heidi, one of the things we want to talk about about Cassidy, they had not mowed the lawn for, I think, a month at that property, something like that.
It's funny because we're paying someone like that looked like a mowing amount. And so I have this call to kind of go through what those charges are, but.
Yeah, and so. Yeah, and let me know, Heidi, if you want me to join you on that call, I'd be happy to.
Okay.
I heard the tenants on Drexel get cited for this.
Yes.
Well, no, actually, we had a code enforcement action on that property. That's, I think, why we know that. So I think that's not the first time this has happened, and I think we kind of need to read him the Riot Act. It looks really, really bad, obviously, for CIC-controlled property to be not following the code.
I'm definitely going to have Nate on that call to read him the Riot Act.
Yeah.
This is the first time I've ever talked to the person. Yeah.
Especially if it's being paid.
Right. Well,
that's the problem. We're paying somebody.
And I can tell you we went through the same thing last year with them, so this is nothing new.
Okay. Yeah.
So I think we'll have a call with them, and then, you know, I think we do need to think about going forward, you know, if that's the right group to manage the property. But Heidi and I think we'll report back in July. Would probably be a good.
It's like a sneak attack because I just set it up as like, oh, let's just introduce ourselves. Then I'll bring in Nate for the
They won't know. It'll be great. Okay.
Great.
On the Ferndale properties, Ben, I know you have an update there.
Yes. the contract has been signed. Mark reviewed it, and it's been signed with the Franklin County CIC for demolition. They had asked us for environmental reports. I think they're going to choose a demolition contractor that has experience in environmentally impacted properties. So I sent him the phase two, Jake. And that all happened within the past, 8 hours. So here we are. It's just so I could give you that update. Something progressed on that. So that's very good.
Nice.
So we should be hopefully looking at that ball moving forward here sooner or later.
Great.
Can we circle back to Bexley Square real quickly? A couple other things with that.
Oh, yeah.
The landscaping has been installed. So if you guys haven't had a chance to check that out, drive by and take a look at it. It looks really good, I think.
And Heidi, I think it looks great, Ben. Yeah, it does look great. I drove through there the other day.
I think I still need to talk to Lydia if I haven't, or somebody can remember. We can ask her to do this, or we can do it ourselves. We need to paint. There's some flaking paint on the brick, so it needs some touch up. And we have a.
I can talk to her.
Okay, and then we have a. We had asked for a solar bid just to get a feel for what that would cost in case we get to the point where we're doing roof, and I haven't gotten that yet. I touched base with that vendor about a week ago, so I'm still waiting on that. That's my Vexa Square update.
Cool. All right. Finance report. Heidi, I don't think we have financials to present. I don't think we did. We get those from. I don't think we got our April numbers yet, do we?
The only thing I would report to the group is that the review audit was prepared and filed. There was an extension for when it had, a state extension for when it had to be filed by May 29th. So that was prepared and filed. But I don't have any other financial updates.
Okay. Great. All right. With that, Ben, do I need to read what's on the bottom of the page? Or Mark, which do I need to read to move into executive session?
I think you need to read what's on the bottom there, right? I don't have.
Hold on. That's actually not, purchase, right? It's.
I don't have that up on my screen, sorry.
Yeah, it's this right here, I think. I think it's pursuant to that ORC code.
Confidential information related to the marketing plan, specific business strategy, trade secrets, personal financial statements of an applicant.
Yes, or negotiations, yep. All right, so.
I would also add that plus purchase, just because I think we're going to end up talking about that a little bit too.
Yeah, I think you're right. All right, so I'd like to make a motion to move into executive session for the purpose of Ohio Revised Code 121.22G2 to consider the purchase of property for public purposes. Also for ORC 121.22G8 to consider confidential information related to marketing plans, business strategies, personal financial statements, and other things. So with that, can I get a second for that motion?
Second.
I second.
You guys can fight over it. Andy or Zahi, one of you.
Yeah. Andy.
All right. All right. We need to take a roll call vote for that. So Nate Green, yes. Ben Kessler?
Yes.
Andy Madison?
Yes.
Bill Harvey?
Yes.
Mark Fischel?
Yes.
Zahi?
Yes.
Dave Bolin?
Yes.
Heidi McCabe?
Yeah.
Mark Fischel?
I already said yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. You moved down. let's see. Monique Lampke?
Yes.
Sarah Gold?
Yes.
And Troy Markham, although I don't know if Troy's actually on or not.
He's on.
He's okay, joined great. Us, but he's muted.
I Quite can't.
Exactly. All right. All right, great. So we're going to move into executive session. Ben, do we need to...
So now what we need to do, and I'm actually kind of not quite sure how I'm going to do this because I have to keep this active and move into another one. Actually, hold on. Before we do this, sorry, this is the first time we've tried this. Does somebody else have a Zoom account that can quickly create a meeting and send it to the same group I just sent it to?
I can do it. It's easy.
Okay, that'd be great. Let's use Zahi's link. That way I will literally stay on this meeting to keep it active while the rest of you guys leave it. And then I'll go into the other room with my phone and use my phone. Right. How's that for high tech?
That is high tech.
Sounds good.
We're all going to leave this meeting, right?
Yeah, but we're going to have to come back in it technically to close out. So
okay.
For those all right,
so we're even, and then we'll go to the meeting that Zai is going to send us.
Yeah.
Hey, before we do that, guys, sorry, before anyone leaves, can we ask, we have two attendees, and I just want to double check that they don't have maybe some comment or something to bring to the CIC before we go into this guest session, since we're going to probably not do anything when we get back. So if you are on as an attendee and you want to address the CIC about anything, just raise your hand using the system. And I do not see any hands raised. So, all right. And Zahi, have you sent that link?
Yes, I did.
Great.
All right. Awesome.
So I'm going to keep this running, and we're going to have to come back to it. So okay. I'll see you guys in a second.
All right. Bye.
Probably not.
Man, Bill, aren't you out of breath from running so fast between the two meetings?
Every time Bill's video gets muted, it's because he's taking a drink. And then his video gets turned off.
Because I've got a cold beer sitting right here waiting for this.
He's like, 1 second. All right. I'm back.
It's just technical difficulties. Oh, now Andy's quick on this time.
Oh, wait, hold on. We've got some folks that came in again on the other end of it, including Nate. That's funny. Okay. I think we're still missing Dave, maybe.
Well, he didn't, Ben, he was never in the executive committee meeting either.
Oh, really? We lost him for good.
We lost him for good. But I think I think now we have everybody. Yeah. Well, there's, how many of us?
Zahi's in. He's coming. There he is.
All right. So then I think we've got everybody. Because hey. Dave would have been 11. Yep. Okay.
I make a motion to leave executive session.
Second.
All those in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? All right. Okay. Do we have any new business or old business to discuss? All right. Before we adjourn, our next meeting is scheduled for the week of July 4th, I believe.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Actually, July 7th.
Yeah, it's July the 7th. Actually, you know, that is, I mean, I don't know if we have, we'll have a lot of people on vacation. But is everybody okay with July the 7th, or do we need to move that?
Yeah, there is nowhere to go. So. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Okay. I will not be here for that, but that's okay.
Thanks, Monique. Hopefully we have enough people to get a quorum. We should be okay. All right, well, good.
Okay.
Well, then, see everybody on July 7th.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Good. Bye-bye.
We need do we need a motion to adjourn?
Oh, yeah, we do. You're right.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Aye. Thanks, Bill.
All right.
Thanks, guys. All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. Hang in there. Bye. Appreciate it.